Why do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And I'm Carolyn.
And your English will improve today. Our lesson is called Consumer Conflicts. Of course, if you are a consumer, that means you are buying things. You are buying products from some place. You could do this by going into a store and buying products, or maybe you like to shop online. Hey, that's a good question. Do you like to shop outside in the streets and in stores, or do you shop online? Carolyn, what about you?
Well, that is a good question, Gabe. I really like to shop in stores, actually. I like to be able to look at things and hold them and see if it's good quality, whether or not I really like all the functions it has. So not just clothes, but really anything.
Mm-hmm.
And if I really like it, then I'll go home and see if I can find a cheaper price online.
That's really funny that you said that. All right, I can understand that. Sometimes you might see something you like, but then maybe you can find something better and cheaper online. Well, usually I like to shop in stores, but I also shop online sometimes. We have some things to learn from today's lesson, as two girls will be talking about this idea. Is it better to shop at a store or to shop online? Let's get started. Consumer conflicts.
Consumer conflicts. Is shopping online better than buying things in a store? Laura and Nellie are hanging out at Nellie's house. Nellie is browsing some online stores from her laptop.
What are you looking for, Nellie?
I'm shopping for a new pair of jeans, Laura. And maybe I'll buy some shoes.
You buy your clothes online? Aren't you afraid they won't fit? It seems pretty risky to me.
Not really. If they don't fit, I'll just send them back.
That sounds really troublesome. You have to pay the cost of shipping both ways. I would rather try on clothes in the store. Then I'll know right away if they fit or not.
Hello, listeners. This is your word lady, Ellen. How do you like to shop? Do you go to the store at the mall, or do you shop online? In this month's Point of View article, we join Laura and Nellie as they talk about this topic. Before we begin, let's take a look at our vocabulary for the day. Consumer. Consumer is a noun. Successful businesses sell things that consumers want to buy. Risky. Risky is an adjective. Paul took up a risky hobby last month, jumping out of airplanes. Troublesome. Troublesome is an adjective. Shelley's recent behavior is very troublesome. Everyone is worried about her. Impulse. Impulse is a noun. John decided on impulse to fly to Hong Kong today. Let's get started with the article.
Well, our conversation is off to a very good start, but before we get to discussing it, we want to look at our title, Consumer Conflicts. It's a nice CC. We have some great alliteration, but the word consumer is from our word bank. So let's look at that. Now, Gabe, you did a very good job of explaining consumer earlier.
Well, yes, if you are buying something, you need to buy some products, you are a consumer. Any kind of product, any kind of buying. You walk into a convenience store and get something. You're a consumer. So, consumer conflicts. What do different people think about buying? And how should you buy your things?
That's right. And so we see this question. Is shopping online better than buying things in a store? This is a very good question, especially as buying things online becomes easier and more popular.
I think you're right about that. It is becoming more convenient. And if you might be a consumer online, well, actually, you could go online and check out consumerreports.org and see what other consumers are saying about certain products. That's a good website to check out.
It is very good because we are all consumers and we want to make sure the things that we buy are good quality or helpful or necessary. Well, getting into our conversation here, we learn about two friends. Laura and Nellie are hanging out at Nellie's house. Nellie is browsing some online stores from her laptop.
All right, so these two friends, these ladies are just hanging out. Do you ever use that phrase? That means you are just spending time with somebody, not doing anything too stressful. You're just hanging out, maybe chatting. Or in this case, Nellie is browsing something on her laptop. Well, let's get started with this conversation, shall we? Carolyn, how about you be Laura today?
Oh, great. Yes, I will start as Laura. What are you looking for, Nellie?
I'm shopping for a new pair of jeans, Laura. And maybe I'll buy some shoes.
Nellie, your voice is very deep.
Oh, I have a cold. Don't worry about me.
Oh, okay. Nellie is a girl's name.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, it is. But as Nellie says here, she's shopping for a pair of jeans. Now, that's a very interesting word. It's something that you use maybe every day. You wear jeans. But let's have Steve and Ken talk about this word more in the information cloud.
A toponym is the name of a place. Boston, Spain, Ontario are all toponyms.
A toponym can also be a word derived from the name of a place. There's one word in today's dialogue that comes from a location's name. It's the word jeans.
This English word has its origin in the old French word jeune, which is what the French call the Italian city Genoa. Genoa is where the special cotton jean material was first manufactured in the mid-1500s.
Other places that gave their names to things people wear include tuxedo, formal clothing for men, from Tuxedo Park, New York, and bikini, that two-piece bathing suit for women, named after the Bikini Islands, which are located in the Pacific Ocean.
There are dozens of toponyms. If you remember earlier this year, we talked about Marathon, a Greek town's name that's become the English word for long-distance foot races.
The word China, with a lowercase c, is also a toponym. Originally Chinaware, or wares made in China, the shortened version, China, now refers to fine porcelain bowls, cups, and plates that are made not just in China, but all over the world.
我们今天来看 toponym, 字首 topo 表示场所、地方。所以 toponym 就是地名或是以地名命名的字。像 China 是中国,但小写的 China 表示陶瓷器,两者其实是相关的。在18世纪以前,欧洲人还不会制造陶瓷,因此中国的瓷器很受欢迎。后来因为白瓷的大量出口,才使得瓷 China 成为中国的代名词。另一个字 bikini, 比基尼也是个 toponym。这个字呢来自位于太平洋的 Bikini Islands, 比基尼群岛。在今天的课文中 Nelly 想在网络上买 a new pair of jeans, 一条牛仔裤。Jeans 这个字其实也是个 toponym。这个字呢原本来自法文的 jeune。jeune 就是法国人对 Genoa 这个意大利城市的称呼。而 Genoa 在16世纪就是一个专门生产牛仔布的地方。所以 jeans 是先从一个意大利的城市名借由法文变成英文的一个单字。这就是今天的 InfoCloud, 我们下次云端见。
Thank you, guys. That is very important to know about all of these different words and where they came from. Now, Nellie was talking about looking for jeans online. She's browsing these online stores. And Laura responds, "You buy your clothes online? Aren't you afraid they won't fit? That seems pretty risky to me."
It seems pretty risky to Laura. Well, those are some good questions that she is asking. Okay, they might not fit. If you buy something online, you're not sure if it will fit. It might be risky to do that. And that's a good word from our word bank. If something is risky, that means you are taking a chance. You don't know for sure how something will turn out. How could you use that word?
Well, it means that there's a little bit of danger and uncertainty. So if you go hiking during a storm, that can be very risky. You could easily fall. Maybe the path will become too muddy and you can't get back down the mountain.
Okay, or maybe you go hiking at night without a flashlight. That could also be pretty risky. Another way you could use this word is when you're buying a ticket for something. Well, don't wait till the weekend at the bus station to get your ticket. There might be a lot of people there. It's risky to wait that long. You might want to get your ticket in advance.
That's right. Well, Nellie, would you like to respond to Laura's line?
yes, of course. "Not really. If they don't fit, I'll just send them back."
Oh, well, that's one way to do it. You can just send the clothes back to the company in the mail. And Laura says, "That sounds really troublesome."
Troublesome? Well, that's a good word. It's a troublesome word. Well, it's from our word bank. If something is troublesome, that means it bothers you or it's kind of inconvenient. You don't really want to do it.
That's right. So it causes a lot of problems. Mm-hmm. Now, people can be troublesome as well, and you want to make sure that you are not troublesome. You want to help people, not cause more problems.
Of course, sometimes you might need some help, but you might say, "I'm sorry, I don't want to trouble you. I don't want this to be troublesome for you." However, you might be a gentleman or someone very nice, and you want to help. You can say, "Don't worry, it's my pleasure. It's not troublesome at all."
That's right. Well, Laura is worried about how troublesome it is to send clothes back. She says, "You have to pay the cost of shipping both ways. I would rather try clothes on in a store. Then I'll know right away if they fit or not."
Okay, well, I can understand where both of these girls are coming from and how they both feel. And if you have to get the clothes and they don't fit, you have to pay for shipping both ways, okay? Let's go learn more with Michelle in the language lab.
Hi, 大家好，我是 Michelle。这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 consumer 这个名词。Consumer 是指消费者或顾客。例如 ，The new refund policy has attracted criticism from many consumers。这个新的退费制度招致许多消费者的批评。或者是 ，To stay competitive。Companies need to be responsive to consumer demand. 公司要保持竞争力就要回应顾客的需求。它的动词是去掉字尾的 are, 变成 consume, 意思是使用或消耗。例如 ,this hybrid car consumes less gas than traditional ones. 这种油电车比传统车辆消耗更少的汽油。继续我们看 troublesome 这个形容词。我们看到这个字里面有 trouble, 麻烦这个名词。SOME 这个字尾是指有某种倾向的，所以 troublesome 是指令人苦恼的或者是觉得困难的。例如 I find balancing my checkbook to be very troublesome. 我觉得要平衡我的支票本的收支是一件非常困难的事情。
Well, do you prefer shopping online or going to a store to do your shopping? That's what today's lesson is all about, answering this question. And of course, we're joining a conversation between Nellie and her friend Laura. They're talking all about this. Nellie loves to do shopping online, but Laura thinks it's kind of troublesome. It's a little bit troublesome to do that because if something doesn't fit, then you have to ship your clothes or your items back.
Well, let's continue learning what they have to share with us in the next part of our conversation.
Consumer conflicts.
That's true, but the mall is pretty far from here. It takes gas to get there, and that's expensive. If I buy something online, it comes right to my house.
Yes, but you have to wait for it. When I buy something, I want to have it right away. I'd rather drive to the mall and pay for the gas than have to wait a week or longer.
But I feel so excited when my things finally arrive. And a lot of sites offer free shipping. Not to mention, when I go to the store, I end up buying things on impulse. I just buy what I need online.
Well, both girls seem to have pretty strong opinions on how they like to do their shopping. Now, Laura had just talked about how it is really troublesome to have to ship your clothes back and pay for shipping both ways and waiting for them in the mail. But, Nellie, how do you respond?
That's true, but the mall is pretty far from here. It takes gas to get there, and that's expensive. If I buy something online, it comes right to my house. I can understand what Nellie is saying here, and I like something she says. She says it takes gas to get to the mall. Let's take a look at that phrase. It takes something. Well, what does it take to do something? It could take gas, it could take time, it could take energy. How else could you use this phrase?
Well, it takes money to do a lot of things, and money is something we will be talking about this month. It takes money to buy a house or to buy a car. It takes money to get to work because you need to pay for gas or public transportation.
That's right. It could also take courage to do something. Maybe your friend is doing something that is harming their life. It's not easy to tell your friend that what they're doing is wrong. It takes courage to do that. Well, what does it take courage for you to do? Laura, I think it's your line.
Yes. Well, she says, yes, but you have to wait for it. When I buy something, I want to have it right away. I'd rather drive to the mall and pay for the gas than to have to wait a week or longer.
Well, I can understand that as well. I like going to get something and being able to wear it right away. And that's what Laura says. She says, I'd rather drive to the mall and pay for the gas than have to wait a week longer. Let's take a look at that phrase. You know how to use this, I think. You've probably used it many times. I'd rather do something than something else. How else could you use that phrase?
It is a very popular sentence structure, you might say. Well, I would rather go hiking than go swimming, but it is really hot today, so I guess we could go to the pool.
All right. Well, how else could you use this phrase? You're going to lunch. You know, I'd rather have dumplings than hamburgers. I had Western food yesterday. Let's have some Chinese food today. Or what else could you say? You know, I'd rather go to bed late than wake up early. I don't like waking up early.
Ah, well, so you'd rather go to bed early than wake up early.
Well, no, I'd rather go to bed late than wake up early. I like going to bed late and not waking up early.
Oh, well, oh.
Yeah.
But you could get more sleep if you went to bed early as well.
Oh, Carolyn, you're right. You know, we should have another lesson about this sometime. But for now, let's continue this conversation between Nellie and Laura. It's Nellie's line. She says, but I feel so excited when my things finally arrive. You know, I understand that. Carolyn, do you ever feel that way? You know something is going to happen soon, and so when it happens, you get excited.
I do, and especially when I know I'm expecting something in the mail. So if I do order something online or I know someone is sending me something, I get really excited and I can't wait for it to arrive. And when they do, I'm very happy.
Well, I understand. And actually, you could have the opposite feelings. If you're excited about something to happen and then it never happens, you feel really disappointed. That happened to me once when I ordered something online. Well, Nelly continues here. She says, and a lot of sites offer free shipping. Not to mention, when I go to the store, I end up buying things on impulse. I just buy what I need online.
Well, that is a very good point there, Gabe, Nelly.
Yes.
She buys things on impulse, and that is a word from our word bank. If you do something on impulse, then you don't really think about it. You just do it suddenly. So it's important, if you don't want to buy things on impulse, that you make a list, and then you can avoid doing that.
That's a good idea, because sometimes I do make impulse purchases or impulse buys. I do things on impulse. Or you could use the adjective impulsive. Are you an impulsive person? Do you do things on impulse often?
Well, we don't want to be too impulsive or do too many things on impulse, but it is time for us to continue learning with Liz in the Grammar Gym. Then we'll join Michelle in the Language Lab.
Hello, friends. Welcome to the Grammar Gym. My name is Liz. In today's article, we see this statement. Not to mention, when I go to the store, I end up buying things on impulse. That's our grammar tip sentence. Today, our focus is on the phrase end up. It's another way to say in the end or resulting. So today's sentence just means even though the speaker doesn't want to buy on impulse, that's what usually happens in the end. We usually use end up to describe how a situation results. A situation may start out one way, but then things change. For example, although Kim and her roommate had agreed to divide the house chores, Kim ended up doing all the house chores herself. Or, Ellie's original plan was to be in town for 3 days, but she ended up staying for a week. So give this phrase a try, and if you'd like to see some more example sentences, they're available in today's Grammar Tip section in your magazine. That's it for today. This is Liz from the Grammar Gym. See you next time.
OK, 继续我们看今天的课文倒数第二句里面的 not to mention 这个片语。Mention 是指提及，所以 not to mention 是指更不用说或者是不消说，通常用来连接两个意思或两个句子。例如 Kathy is one of the kindest, not to mention one of the most beautiful girls I know. Kathy 是我见过最亲切的，更不用说是最美丽的女孩子之一。最后我们看的是 impulse 这个名词， P-U-L-S 这个字根有驱使的意思，所以 impulse 是指冲动或者是一时的念头。例如 I had a sudden impulse to walk out of the meeting， 我一时之间很想要走出这个会议。如果是一时冲动这个副词片语的话，是用 on impulse 或者是 on an impulse。 例如 I bought this expensive handbag on an impulse， 我一时冲动买了这个很贵的手提包。And now let's go back to our lesson.
These girls are having a great conversation on the pros and cons of shopping online or shopping in a store. And one thing that they mentioned was that if you go to a store, you might buy something on impulse. Gabe, does that ever happen to you?
Yes, it does, especially when I'm hungry, Carolyn. I'll be shopping at the supermarket, and I'm shopping on an empty stomach. An empty stomach means I'm hungry, and then so of course I buy more food than I should. I shop on impulse.
Well, you should make a list, and don't shop when you're hungry, then you won't buy things on impulse. Well, we have a lot more to learn from our lesson tomorrow, right here on Studio Classroom.
So we'll see you then.
I am so proud to have you in my life, a good friend. Last, a lifetime.